We had a phone call from a base. The Wounded Warrior Support Battalion called and said, "We have a family that's in crisis. Could you please take them?" And I'll go ahead and use his real name's Todd. He would want me to tell his story. While he was deployed, I believe it was his third deployment, his wife had gone back home to the Philippines with their children, and he was blown up. He was injured. So he was flown back early, and he was in the Wounded Warrior unit. Took a while to get the wife back. They weren't planning on flying her back. There were a lot of financial issues with his post-traumatic stress, his TBI. He wasn't handling things as well. It was a very stressful time. So when Todd and his family walked through the door, I have this picture of Todd holding his toddler son, and his head's literally touching his shoulder. So we just assumed that was part of the injury, that something had gone wrong and his head was touching his shoulder. About 3 days into the retreat, Todd walks in and his head's perfectly straight. "Oh, Todd, what happened to your head?" And he looked at me and he said, "Miss Heather, I'm safe." And so there's a visual. We can see changes in these families, and it's really powerful. I think a lot of what's going on when the veterans return home, especially after being in a conflict or being at war, going through a deployment, there's this preconceived notion that they're tough guys. So to imagine a warrior, a veteran, sitting still and reconnecting with himself and reconnecting with his family sometimes can be a little bit of a misnomer. Well, and they should soldier up. They should get through their problems. They should suck it up. They shouldn't have to ask for help. And a lot of the military families, not just society puts that pressure on, but they put that pressure on themselves. So to be able to come to a therapeutic retreat with their family, to be able to get the tools they need to continue and move forward and be a productive member of society. A lot of these families, they're in the military because they want to serve. And so to give them that opportunity to continue to serve is really huge. So if we can break that stress cycle and give them some tools and give them some support and they can find some hope and they can reconnect with their family, that they're going to do better.